Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. As the government shutdown drags on, federal officials say they are working with the airlines to cut air traffic by 10% starting tomorrow at the 40 busiest airports around the country. Philadelphia is expected to be affected. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from the airport.
Federal transportation officials say the cuts are necessary. There will be disruptions, they warned, but their goal is to make sure the airspace in the country is as safe as possible. They look to ease some of the pressure on the system that's being run by air traffic controllers and other essential workers who are struggling.
We've missed one full paycheck. And we've gotten a partial paycheck, and two Tuesdays from now will be our second paycheck missed if it continues.
That's Lane Connolly, the local rep of the Professional Aviation Safety Specialist, the union that represents the workers who maintain the air traffic controller equipment and technology.
When there's less controllers coming in, or less of us coming in just because we have to work second jobs or something, it's going to cause delays, and we don't want that.
In a statement, Philly International did not comment specifically on the air traffic cuts, but emphasized that the airport is open and travelers should contact their airlines and sign up for text and email alerts to get the latest information on their flights.
One person is dead, another is hurt from a shooting outside a 7-Eleven in Burlington County, New Jersey, late last night. Police say this happened just before midnight at the convenience store on Route 130 in Bordentown. Someone down the street tells NBC 10 they heard two or three gunshots. The store was taped off earlier this morning as authorities investigated the scene. They're combing through surveillance footage trying to figure out how this happened. We don't know the condition of the person who was injured, and no word on any possible suspects. SEPTA's largest union says it plans to keep working beyond tomorrow's contract expiration. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA has navigated its share of problems lately, but a strike by transit operators won't be one of them, at least not this week. SEPTA's one-year labor contract with the Transport Workers Union runs out on Friday, but in a video to members, Bill Bannon, Local 234 Executive Vice President, says the union plans to stay on the job for now.
November 7th is the expiration of our contract. However, that is not our deadline. We're going to continue to bargain in good faith with the authority next week.
So far, the 5,000 transit operators and maintenance workers have not taken a strike authorization vote. Union President Will Veras says he'll have more info about that next week. But in the meantime, he told members,
as we continue to bargain, we're asking you to please continue to come to work and put money aside. We want you to be prepared in case we have to call a work stoppage.
Vera, in an interview with KYW News Radio, said he was seeking a two-year contract.
Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill has announced her transition team will be led by Lieutenant Governor-elect Dale Caldwell and political strategist Kelly Doucette. She says they will help fulfill her promises to make the state more affordable and assist setting up to declare a state of emergency on soaring utility costs.
We've already had some conversations. I've already, even during the campaign, had conversations with some of our utility companies, as well as working with some policy experts on exactly what money's coming in through the BPU and how it might be used to do that.
Sherrill defeated Republican opponent Jack Cittarelli by 13 percentage points, which he said means she has a mandate to fulfill campaign promises. Political analyst Micah Rasmussen from Rider University says this election was a reminder that New Jersey is a blue state after all.
In many parts of the state, Republicans did show up, but they just couldn't keep up with the volume of Democratic voters.
The longest government shutdown in U.S. history has put a strain on many Americans' pockets, especially those who rely on SNAP for their food. KYW's Vic Raghupathy tells us that strain may be forcing more pet owners to give up their animals.
Families are having to make really hard decisions, and they're turning to us to help them.
Sarah Smith is a spokesperson for the Brandywine Valley SPCA. She says cuts to SNAP benefits are exacerbating an already existing surge in pet surrenders, but BVSPCA has ways ways to lighten the burden.
You can stop in at any of our locations and get free pet food when we're open.
BVSPCA also has a free vaccine clinic on Sunday in Harrington, Delaware. Sarah Barnett is the executive director of ACT Philly. She says it's important for pet owners to try and anticipate what they may need down the road so they can get help before it's too late.
We're really hopeful that pet owners will look at their resources and look in advance before it becomes an emergency, because there are a lot of resources available for pet owners in Philadelphia.
ACT Philly has an application on their website for their pet pantry on which you can lay out more specific dietary needs for your pet. Paws and Grays Ferry and Emancipet both offer low-cost vaccines and other vet services. Barnett also says if you have the time and resources, now is the time to look out for your neighbors.
Be there for people, whether it's through giving a donation to the Pets Fund, whether it's through talking to your neighbors and just making sure that they're aware of the resources.
That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.